8:22, 4:49 a.m. It's too early, but I'm already awake. Good morning, baby. You've been in my mind all the time, and I missed you every second. It's not good that I miss you every second. Yeah, it's not good for me. Why? Because it's like I'm torturing myself. The end of the day, after all those waiting and imagining you, at the end of the day you're not here with me, and all those thoughts that I think about you will remain just thoughts. Not my reality. We say that we live in a fantasy world, but I don't think we are still in there. Maybe before we live in a fantasy world, because we fantasize about for me, I fantasized about you liking me and fucking me and that's my side. But then eventually you really become you really become intimate with me. I mean, it's what you are feeling is not part of fantasy anymore. It's not only your imagination or your imagined feelings or scenario. It has become our dream. Our wants, something that we really want to have. I say we because I want to fuck you in person, and you want to fuck me in person too, right? So we're not in the fantasy anymore. Although we're still on the other world, but in the fantasy side, maybe that's the term we use if we are imagining each other together. But the reality is that we fantasize about each other because we really want to have one another in our arms. in the physical world, right? Want to have you, and you want to have me too. Maybe, I think we don't live in the fantasy world anymore. We are in the reality. We are in the reality that we want each other in our lives. I can only speak for myself. I am sure that I want you in my life. I am. I have this connection with you. Like, at the back of my mind, it's there that I know one day we will get married. And I know I sound crazy right now, but maybe this is the truth that I feel, and I have this very, very strong connection with you. I don't know how I knew this, but within myself, deep down in my heart, I know firmly that I am your wife. I cannot explain it in words, but it is what it is. Maybe, please, just give us a chance. I'm begging you. Please. Please come to me. And let's prove to ourselves that we are. What we have is not a fantasy. It's really the reality for the two of us. I'm crazy, or maybe, please, I'm sorry that I cannot be with you. I cannot afford it. If only I can, then maybe. If I am with you since the very beginning. But I don't have the resources. I'm sorry. I love you. It's not a fantasy, baby. I really love you. I'm not saying I love you because I think I love you. Not that I only think, but I also decided to love you. Love for me is not just a feeling, but it's also a decision. You see, I've made so many sacrifices and decisions in my life because I know in my heart that I really love you. And so I made myself exclusive for you. Exclusive for you in a way that I stopped having sex with any man. Actually, I had all only one man that I had sex with, that is my ex. And after we broke up, I don't have any sex life anymore. You're the only one I have. Only that you're not here with me. So, yeah, stay virgin until then. And I made myself exclusive for you since September, because that's your birth month. And I want to give myself to you fully. So I stopped my relationship with him. And gave myself to you, and since then I only listen to your voice. I know there are lots of VAs out there, thousands of them. I don't care, I only need one voice. It is yours, only you. Because I don't know them. You're the only one I know there. Ever since I used this app, this Reddit, you're the only one I talk to. Although, sometimes when I post before, there are people who are commenting and chatting me, and I was just learning how to communicate with strangers. But, you know, I get bored easily, because that's, in this online world, that's tiring, right? To post and interact with people you don't know. It's time consuming, energy consuming for me. And then, now, I'm not doing anything anymore, but just posting, because this is my means of communicating with you. I don't post here to gain popularity or whatever. I just post here because I want to communicate with you and talk to you and hear you talk to me, hear you get off for me. I want you to hear me get off to you, because I believe the term fantasy is only used because we are in a long distance kind of relationship, but it is not different with those people who are really in the long distance relationship. We are not different from them. We're just like them, who loves each other but at a different places. So I don't think we don't live in a fantasy anymore. Fantasy wherein where it means that we think that I just dream of you but I cannot have you, or you just dream of me but you cannot have me in real life. that's not in the table anymore. It's that thought is just that thought is just not in us anymore, because, you know, my love, you can have me anytime you want. It's just that maybe you don't want to get on the plane and be with me. But please do know that I am not living in a fantasy world anymore. I'm in the reality that I really love you. And I want to create a family with you. And I have decided long ago that I will love you and be exclusive for you, no matter what. Even if you come here for me or not. If you come here for me, then that means we will get married. If not, then that means I will make myself exclusive for you for the rest of my life. And if it means that I have to stay single until my last breath, then that's no problem with me. I can live with that. These words are very serious, baby. You know me. When I say something, when I tell you something that I'm gonna do or not do, then that's what I'm going to do or not do. Because you know that I back up my words, right? You know that. So if I say that I will marry you once you get here, I will. I'm not joking, maybe. You know that. You know that, right? I'm very serious at the moment. I'm not joking. I know I'm a big joker and a comedian, but at this point of my life, this is the most serious thing I've ever said here. Aside from the ones that I was crying. I was so hurt that I cannot be with you, and you're still not here with me. I don't know why. Maybe you don't really want to have me or what. But whatever the reason is, I can only speak for myself. So, baby, please do know that I really love you. And this is not a game anymore. It's not a fantasy anymore. It's not just an audio anymore. We're already in the reality that we're communicating, and we are loving each other, although we're still skeptical about it because of the distance that we have. So I understand that you cannot fully put all your trust on it, because I get it, it's only in the online world. Online and fantasy are different things. I don't want to use the term fantasy anymore, because we are not there anymore. Yes, we are in online world, but this online world is part of the reality, right? So I know we are in the reality, maybe. It just so happened that just so happened that our communication is in the online world. But I really hope that one day we will not be in the online world anymore, but in the physical world. And I can hold you that one day I can make love to you and be with you for the rest of your life, for the rest of our life together. And I really want to have a baby with you. I do. I gotta stop now, I'm crying again. Alright. I love you, okay? That's the reality. I love you so much.